They plowed good, what they were trained to it. I had, that's only use we ever had for any was, you see, the road would be made up and they'd walk up and down in middles and use a long or lighter yoke, you know, and that would be hitched to the plow or cultivator or something with a chain. And they'd do fine, you know, just could, it was just fine to plow with a cultivator. I never did much, but I had a colored boy that plowed with him, you know, and he could plow good with, have two sweeps, you know, and handles, and it just done fine, but it get hot pretty easy.
The oxen would?
Yeah, more so than a horse, seemed like. And if it's some water close by, well, it was a bad bit. They drag this driver and the cultivator, plow, whatever it is, and go and get in that water a little while. After they had, well, the driver would do a lot of cussing maybe or something, but he'd get them out and they'd go on a while, all right, you know. But the one thing that they did do that was a great thing, I guess, old General Sam Houston's monument was shipped here on a flat car, of course. Well, there's no truck, there's no crane or nothing like that, you know, and so it was up to some way to figure it out, and the sawmill man, I think Jenkins out, wouldn't be west of town not far, had a mill and several good teams of them. Well, when it came in on the black boxcar, you know, the devilish thing was granite, and I guess would have weighed several tons, and it wouldn't do for the log way. It just crashed it down. But what they did was he sawed out some short timber, something like tile on a maybe hill, and they stacked two tiers up to about even with the box, with the car, you know, and then held the planks across on the car, and I guess they could finally pinch it up and get some rollers, you know, and roll it out over these timbers, and it was off of the car then. Well, they had pretty good. In fact, the railroad would have heavy, you know, it would lift anything, you know. Well, his timbers was somewhere about a little, you know, and take out to whatever the jack would allow and let it down to the next ones, and then two more till finally it'd be about on the ground, and then it had to go to the cemetery over there, and they had talked some about laying a track, but that would have been too bad. There's hardly no way to do that. And so this Jenkins had made a slide out of, which was two pieces of lumber, you know, heavy stuff like logs, only they were square, and the front of them tapered off a little, you know, and a heavy flooring on it, and they roll that thing on that floor, you know, on this slide, and it'll weld a couple together, you know, and taking about three or four pairs of these oxen, you know, maybe the best ones they had, and the careful drivers and